Madam President, I would move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant of Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. This morning's pastor is Pastor Val Peterson from Buffalo Covenant Church in Buffalo, Minnesota. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
It is an honor to pray for you this morning. Our prayer is from Psalm 46. Let us pray. You, O God, are our refuge and our strength. History has taught us you are always with us, especially in times of distress and frustration. We are not to fear even when the world may seem out of control and the nations around us are in tumult. Mountains of power fall and economic waves rage and foam. You alone, Lord God, cannot be shaken. Each new day finds you as our stronghold. Your voice works wonders over all the earth. Wars are pushed to an ending, and you alone break the bows and snap the spears that pierce the soul. You burn off our shields with your fire, and we hear once again your voice. Be still and know that I am God. Supreme over all the nations, supreme over all the earth. Lord, be with the families of these men and women who give so much of their time and their energy to the state. Protect these families as they have to make decisions and run their lives in absence of their family members. O God, be our stronghold now and forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Hayden, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Lori, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxhog, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres-Ray, Vanderveer, Uyghur, and Wolf.
Quorum is present. Moving to the fifth order of business, the reports of committees. Senator Senjum.
Madam President, I would move that the committee report printed in today's agenda be adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed on today's Senate bill introduction, and they will be referred as indicated first reading. Moving to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. There are several printed on page 2 of the agenda. Those will be adopted as one motion. On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Senjum.
Madam President, members, I would move the appointment of Minnesota Tax Court George W. Prias, reported in the Journal for July 24, 2012, be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and re-referred to the Committee on Taxes. Madam Chair, my understanding this was a bit of jurisdictional confusion, so to speak, and just needs to be referred.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Perry.
Madam President, I move that Senate file number 1140, number 7 on general orders, be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
And Senator Perry, is this your bill?
Yes, it is.
And there's agreement with the chair? And
yes, there is. Thank you.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Without, Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Brown, Latz, Stumpf, and Jungbauer all day. Announcements of Senate interest. Senator Senjum.
Madam President, members, the work of the day now being concluded, I would move that we adjourn until February 13th, Monday, at 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock, not 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
Senator Senjum has moved we adjourn until Monday at 12 o'clock. On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.